Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Royal Valley football, joined by head coach David Boucher. First time as the head coach after being an assistant the last several years, and first time in seven seasons that there's a new man in charge of the Royal Valley football program. Coach, let's start there. How's that process been for you and the team, kind of acclimating to a few different things now with you at the helm?
It's been a smooth transition. The kids know me, and that's, you know, that's one of the reasons why I wanted the job is because I think we have really good kids that try hard and good parents that support us and love our football program and love our school. And so that's, you know, I think it's been really smooth.
What are the main changes or things that you identified that you want to try to improve, I guess, with just an overall Royal Valley football program?
I think it's consistency. It's every day, every play, you know, getting better, focusing on what you can control, and being the best you can be on that given moment. You know, it's consistency in a game. You can gain 10 yards one play, but the negative plays and the self-inflicted wounds that have occurred to us over the last few years will just stop drives. And so we would need to be consistently focused. We need to have consistent effort, and that will gain over time consistent results.
Obviously, you're changing things up a little bit with some of the schemes and what you want to implement there. How has that process been, I guess, with the kids getting acclimated over the summer and now in your practices leading up here to the season starter?
We had a great summer. You know, we had 85% of our team at 80% or more of the summer weight, summer activities, summer camp. We had more kids come to camp than we have on the team, or about 100% actually, and so on and so forth. So it's been really good. They've really bought in. Students have really bought into what we're trying to do. Junior Panther stuff, the Little League system, and having meetings with those coaches have bought into what we're trying to do. It took meetings. It took expectations. It's taken classroom time and also field time to get them up to speed.
So what area on the field or what unit has impressed you the most? I guess, what do you kind of see right now going into the year as maybe one of the biggest strengths of your team this year?
I think, you know, it's not really maybe football related, but leadership has been fantastic, I thought. We've had, you know, Levi Parrott and William Krylicek, I think maybe as freshmen, were our best leaders in the entire school on the male side, and that has continued on. Now they're seniors. But there's other people, Ashton Wood, and Trace Murata and Aiden McKenzie, and these guys have really brought a new way of leading in our football program, and maybe hopefully that transcends into basketball, wrestling, track, and baseball. You know, it goes throughout the whole school. But from on the football side, I think our offensive line really gets off the ball well. I think they've come a long way. You know, we have a new offensive line coach and Coach Jarrett Roy, who is a Shrine Bowl player for us, an alumni of the school. And college football player and starter at Emporia State, and he's brought a knowledge, but also an intensity that's helped those guys really grow and get better.
Panthers start the season at home this year against Riverside. We'll talk about that matchup and more when we continue here on the Royal Valley Coaches Show against Riverside Friday night.
I'm just looking forward to get going. You know, we're so thankful that the state of Kansas allows us to have a jamboree and get to hit and compete against other people. But you know, those first 3 weeks, it's a little bit of a test to keep focused, because you're just playing the same people and hitting the same people, you know, throughout your time. And so getting going is the most exciting part about week one and playing a high quality Riverside opponent.
What are you most looking forward to seeing from your team? Like you mentioned, I mean, the Jamboree gave you a little bit of a taste, I guess, but what are some things that you're kind of most anxious and that you'll be watching how your team responds when they get out there against an opponent in a real game Friday?
I think it's how we execute new schemes. It's how we play with, you know, in between the whistles in our effort. I think that's the main thing. We want to focus on what we can control, which is our execution and our effort and our attitudes. And adversity is going to come to us, because, you know, the Big Seven is the best league in Kansas, and Riverside is a high-quality opponent. And so the adversity is going to happen. And so how do we respond to that is something I want to see.
Final thought, Coach, just kind of looking at some goals and stuff. I mean, getting better every day, staying healthy, keeping kids out of quarantine. Those are some things that we know we're going to have to deal with throughout the year. But what else do you talk about with this team, I guess, in terms of what you kind of hope to accomplish here this season?
You know, we don't talk about winning. You know, we don't talk about, you know, any sort of win total or anything. We have outcomes that we designed, you know, based on what we think wins football games, and it's all things that we can control. A lot of it's effort-based, you know, whether it's running to the football on defense, we have certain measurables we do there, whether it's blocking to the whistle, and we can measure that consistently. But it's all things we can control, like effort and attitude, and kind of watching that on film and watching that play out.
I look forward to chatting with you throughout the season, Coach. Thanks for your time. Good luck Friday.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Coach Boucher of the Panthers, the Royal Valley Locker Room Chats brought to you by Holton Community Hospital and Hoyt Family Medicine.